into nje esithakazelelayo kakhulu ukuthi sibe sikhumbuzana ngelungelo labantu ikakhulu uhulumende wethu Afrika jikelele ukwenzela ukuthi khona kwaziwe ukuthi abantu ilungelo labo limenjani. So ngikhuluma nginje ngikhayela ukuthi injongo nje esingathi yasukela khona ngapho ukuthi kube le charter le babekhayela nje singathi colonialism yethu le esivela kiyo sihlukumezwa ngamakhiwa. Into ekhona nje yikuthi sithe sesizuza uzibuse i-Afrika yonke jikelele singani sikhohliwe ukuthi sitshintshe imithetho ebikhona ebincindezela uZulu sibele kujabulela kakhulu independence, but ekungeneni imithetho ebi-oppressa abantu khanya ngani sikhohliwe kakhulu. Ngakho lokho sibona nje imithetho eminingi eyayikhona ekaboSmith yiyo ngani yiyo iyasetshenziswa ukuncindezela oZulu.
E-Afrika yonke jikelele ungathi isimo samalungelo sinjani?
I-Afrika le democracy yethu is developing, we still leave a lot to be desired. So ngingathi nje we are still very far from amanye amazwe as far as observing ama-human rights of us as Africans. As I said kuqala laphana 38 years, there's a lot for us to work on. Kungabe kuyindaba zokhetho nxa sihambe ekhethweni uku-observe ama-rights abanye abantu, oppositions and respecting those rights singela ukuhlukumezana. Ngathi nje in Africa kungani we are still lagging behind other countries ukuthi nxa silabantu who are opposed to our own political views we tend to subjugate them to a lot of harassments and intimidations, even abductions and criminal charges, and statecraft is unleashed because we seem not to have cohesion. Itolerance liyana ingani yalekha kakhulu elizwe le-Africa kathi sibe sikhayela nje eMozambique la ukhetho olukhona sohlo kwavuka umsindo abanye sebeqasa ukubulawa. Yabona, so those kind of things just leaves us lagging behind njenge Africa ukuthi hayi kumele sithe rise against ama differences ethu njengabantu abansundu. Africa jikelele khangela ngale Sudan kuyachisa ngale kuyachana abantu. So in general Africa sifuna iculture le diplomacy ezasiyenza ukuthi ilungelo labantu bethu libe respected.